Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Saturday, November 18th, 2006. Returning today to reading and responding to The Book of Disquiet by Fernando Pessoa. The episode I'll be reading today is listed as number 115, according to one system, and 177, according to the other system, which I've never really investigated. And apparently it was originally written
my interest in this subject was piqued by a couple of sentences from Schwabsky's review. And the first of these is, if it's an artistic intention that makes a work of art, as has so often been claimed, then one would have to say that Zeman and those who followed his appreciation, which features five photographs, and I've got them all out here and I'm looking at them on my desk right now, the box itself and the three CDs and the DVD, all come with photographs by Arnold Odermatt. And I spent a lot of time looking at these photographs when the box set arrived, you know, just admiring what great production
values. I guess
one
of the things that set had happened to me as I began this project, or I guess maybe the insight that led me to begin this project, was that
I've
known for a long time that I am not a diarist. I'm not
the people around me who keeps a journal.
I'm not someone who
discussed it.
Who find the souls who know nothing about me, but
in their daily contact and conversations with me, treat me as if they did. People who don't really know him, but who talk to him in a friendly manner, probably. This is a real introverted artist, really hating those extroverted people who aren't nice to me. It's the people around me who leave this knot of physical disgust in my spirit, the souls who know nothing about me, but in their daily contact and conversations with me.
So it's three senses are involved, and you're only delivering the message through one sense, audio, and but you manage to convey the filthiness of the door by having a little girl tell her dad not to touch it. But of course, that's not necessary in film. The door is simply dirty, and
as sort of a nice way of putting professional ambitions. I mean, obviously. Autonomy comes from making a living and making a success of oneself, and you give up the day job and you can do your art.
There are moments
time. Obviously,
when
there's
every detail of the meaning
of it that
interests me, and it's all right.
That you really
and I feel affectionate towards everything because I can read it all so clearly. Then, as Souza describes Vieira's saying, and this is there's a little footnote here. Apparently, Souza was afraid. Luis de Sousa, circa 1555 to 1632, a Dominican friar, writer, and biography.
These car crashes, as I say, four of them are in underground tunnels. One of them is on the outside road beneath an underpass and apparently next to a bridge or some deep reflective body of water. And the other ones are more likely to be in rural settings. With the background provides,
and it was really the main thing going on in my life at that point, besides my job. And my main artistic project at the moment, at that moment. And so I did it for 4 days, finally accrued enough material to actually finish one. And I'm not quite sure when I made the beginning decision to
the readers at the various agencies, the coverage people, and the assistants for the stars who read the manuscripts for them, that sort of thing. And of course, they don't actually see it either. They're just imagining it. So instead of writing for imagination
in common with all virtues and indeed all vices, my inner virtue, my capacity for objectivity that deflects me from thoughts of self, suffers from crises of confidence. Then I wonder at my ability to survive, at my cowardly presence here among these people, on terms of perfect equality, in genuine accord with all their trite illusions. And that's it for today for 5x5. Bye now.